Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Seriously looking at solar power generation? MTE offers a free consultation with an energy expert and has an entire library of educational resources. To learn more, visit mte.com/prosolar. Joining us today, James Price of the Better Business Bureau, and we're going to talk all things BBB, and we're going to talk about fishing, but not the kind maybe you think of with the line in the pole, right, James?
Absolutely, but it could be a hook.
Yeah, that's true.
that you can't get out of your mouth really quick, but yeah, how's it going today?
Going good, going good. Before we jump into that, how did the event at MTE turnout?
Oh, that's absolutely phenomenal. We had Tom Coates out again, and we were talking about sales and sales processes and how to connect with a client one-on-one. Absolutely phenomenal event. Stay tuned. We plan to have more of these in the future. Next one's not quite on the books yet, but we'll make sure everybody knows when we have them on the books and ready to go.
Okay. You've been, that was the second one, I think, right? About every couple of months or something like that. Similar.
Yep. That's what we're kind of aiming for at this point. Yeah.
Okay. Well, good. We'll be sure to keep you informed on all of that. And, how impressive is the MTE headquarters?
It's phenomenal. They have a great space up there. It's phenomenal for the community, and as soon as we get that road fixed, it's going to be a whole lot easier to get in and out of.
Yeah. I think by maybe 2032, it'll be finished. But seems like it's been going on forever. But anyway, that's all part of it. Well, we're talking about fishing. There's been an special BBB investigation on fishing reports. And so kind of tell us what you all have found out.
Yeah, so, you know, and I see this all the time. I mean, people try to fish for information, that kind of thing, and I'll get into one of those in just a second here. But, you know, it's one of the most common tactics scammers use to steal from people, because they get people unaware or, you know, people aren't paying attention to what's going on, so they have some kind of hook to get them in. And there's a whole lot of different methods that, you know, scammers use to convince individuals or companies to reveal information about a phishing attack. And so phishing attacks, basically, you know, they're trying to get more information out of you. And as we've said in the past, your information, your private information, is not sacred. The thing is that the scammers, they probably know more about you than you think that they know about you. And what they're missing is a few pieces of the puzzle, really, just to clean you out. And those are the pieces of information they're looking for. And they'll come in like in a text message or an email or a voicemail or a phone call. And sometimes they're just like in search engine results. And so these scammers have all kinds of different ways to get information from you. So to help consumers and businesses understand that, you know, all the stuff that's changing, Better Business Bureau, International Investigations Initiative, come through thousands of reports to BBB Scam Tracker, talk with cybersecurity experts, investigated the newest trends, and compiled a report that you can get on BBB.org. You can just go to BBB.org and you can click on, you know, what are these phishing scams like? So this in-depth study is basically showing you how these scams work, how to avoid them, what type of enforcement is helping to curb the fraud, and then red flags for consumers that they can see. Keep in mind that, you know, when we talk about how to avoid these or what kind of enforcement is up there, a lot of these can come from overseas, and our justice system has no way of enforcing those on people who are overseas. So the best thing we can do is just be educated and alerted to make sure that we're not falling trapped to these people.
We're talking about phishing scams today, and on this new report, as scammers are getting smarter by the day, it sounds like.
Yep. So since 2021, there's been 23,000 reports of them, Almost 10,000 just in the last year. And so one of the examples we have here is a man from Ohio told BBB that he thought he was visiting Microsoft's website. After doing so, his computer locked up. A phone number supposedly from Microsoft were provided on the screen. The person on the other end of the line said they'd been hacked. They needed to get in their computer and use a remote computer to do this. So I don't know if you've ever had this happen to you, Brian, but you know, you click on a website and all of a sudden you have one of these screens pop up that says, alert, alert, you need to call, you know, support. Have you ever seen something like that?
I have, yes.
And so one of the things that they'll tell you on there is just don't turn your computer off. Don't try to do anything else. Just call this number. And a lot of times you can just turn your computer off and back on again, regardless of what the computer screen says. And in some cases you have to, because it won't let you do anything else. It has locked your computer up. And so the only thing you can do is turn the computer off. And there's a couple of ways you can do that. Sometimes you can do a control alt delete and end the process for that, the thing that's putting it up there on the screen for you.
Yeah.
Or just hold your power button down for 10 seconds. It'll go off. And then once it goes off, wait another 10 or 15 seconds and then bring it back up again. And I've seen that actually fixes most of those situations. If it doesn't, then if you're a business, you might need to contact your IT department. If it's just for your home computer, you may have to go into your files and see where these scammers have implemented or implanted something into your computer and try to find that file to remove it. Most of the times you can do those things. If it goes above and beyond that, you may have to get somebody professional to help you get back into your computer. And I would highly recommend that you go to bbb.org and find somebody who does that kind of work, you know, computer repair or cybersecurity and that kind of stuff. And there's several of them out there. You can find them. But I definitely would go to bbb.org and find a business that's accredited, keeping in mind that anytime you go to BBB and you find an accredited business, BBB has done a background check on these companies. BBB, Better Business Bureau, is just not a pay-to-play organization. And we have people who apply on a regular basis, and some we allow to get in, and there's others that, due to some reason or another, we deny their accreditation. And that's really to protect the consumer and the other businesses out there who are doing a good job.
Good points there. Obviously, when you were mentioning, you know, a control alt delete, that'll bring up your task manager. You can shut down the browser or your email source or whatnot. Try that. If you get, if you have control back, it's probably still a good idea to restart your computer or shut it down at the earliest convenient time, if that first process works.
I totally agree with that. Yeah.
Make sure there's no connection there. So what else have you learned in this investigation?
So there was another one where there was a lady in Massachusetts. She told BBB she received an email from someone she thought was her boss with an invoice attached and asked her to pay this wire transfer. So she did. And her boss, and then she told her boss, oh, it's done. And he's going, what's done? You know, well, I sent the money you asked for. No, I didn't ask you to do that. And so anytime a business, if you get an email from somebody or a text message that says, hey, I need you to pay this or send this, I don't think most companies kind of work that way. I think most of them have security measures in place. But to me, if I was the person writing the check and I got an email or a text message from a boss and said, hey, I need you to pay this, I'd have to validate it with a voice, you know. Now,
well, I did see in this example, she said, you know, that they had talked about paying it previously, but so when she saw that, she didn't think to look at the email address, which was obviously a junk email address. So that would have been the telltale sign. But when you're doing things in a hurry, you've got things lined up. I can see where that would, especially since they had talked about paying an invoice like that.
Yeah, I agree. But you know, and the bottom line is that when you're paying out that kind of money, it's like, hey, let me just double check this really quick. You know, it's just good to. And main thing is that these scammers work quick. They try to confuse people and that kind of stuff. And that's really what makes people make decisions that really are not correct.
Sure. Do you have any tips, any things that maybe we can look out for, and hopefully keep this from happening?
Yeah. So, you know, red flags to watch out for, watch out for email, text messages, or phone calls that some of these things come up with. One is claims of suspicious activity or fraudulent logins. Some of them describes unexpected problems with an account. They try to confirm financial information. That's a big red flag. Request to click on a link to make a payment. Remember, anytime you need to make it, if you know you need to make a payment, don't use a link that somebody sends you. Go into the company and find the link yourself and pay on a link that you know works.
Yeah, just did that last week with my cell phone. I had my card changed and I'd forgotten that that was one that I needed to update it on. And I got an email and I thought, I'm going to the app. So,
yep, absolutely. You get coupons that you didn't ask for, generic messages paired with the logo of a well-known company. Remember that some of the biggest fraud out there comes from websites that say Walmart or Microsoft on them, and they're not really Walmart and Microsoft. They're just, people who have copied the logos and made up a really nice website, and then people try to go to Walmart and Microsoft and say, "Hey, you scammed me." And they're going, "Well, no, we didn't. You know, somebody else did." Mm-hmm. And the scammers, there's no way to really stop that overall, especially since they're overseas. So we have to do our due diligence to make sure that we're not getting taken. And then, you know, watch for typos, urgent language. Remember, don't ever fall for FOMO, that fear of missing out. Bottom line here is that anybody ever tells me that I'm going to miss out on something, I said, well, now I'm really going to miss out, because if you're trying to use a tactic on me that's going to make me do something faster than what I want to, that just tells me that you're a scammer overall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've got maybe a minute and a half left here. So as we wrap up, fraud happens. So what should we do to report that?
Yeah. Oh, and then one last thing on the scam is, you know, the government refunds. Remember, the government does not contact you.
Good point.
They're not going to. Yeah, they're just not going to. So but how can you report it? You can register a complaint with BBB. Go to BBB.org and go down to scam tracker, and you can see the scams or you can report a scam. You can go to the Federal Trade Commission, and report fraud.ftc.gov. You can go to the FBI. The FBI has a website. There's one for Canada too. If you think you're getting one from Canada, you can reach out to Canada, and then check your state attorney general's website to see if you can file online. The other thing to keep in mind is that when you file a complaint with Scam Tracker, BBB, we meet up with the attorney generals to kind of give them a report on what we see as trends in scams that people are reporting, and so that the attorney general can take those that information and track down the perpetrators who are doing that.
And just one final quick note here. There's really not a whole lot that your local authorities can do about something like this. Like, you know, Murfreesboro Police or the County Sheriff's Office, Smyrna Town Police, not really a whole lot they can really do for you. Unfortunately.
In some cases, the FBI can't do anything because these people are out of the country, and you give them gift cards and Bitcoin and that kind of stuff, and they'll just say, well, you just lost your money.
Yeah.
You know, and so keep that in mind this weekend. You know, when we got Father's Day coming up here, and you go to shop online, be smart about it. You're going to see all kinds of great deals for Father's Day. Well, Dad would really like this. I'm going to click on this. Look at it. It's really cheap. Yeah.
There's a reason.
Do your homework. Yes, do your homework. Don't get caught, you know, trying to get dad a Father's Day gift that ends up just costing you money and he doesn't get anything.
Sure thing. You know? James, appreciate it. Thanks so much. Really good information today.
All right. Thanks, Brian. Have a great day.
You too. That is James Price of the Better Business Bureau joining us here on Rutherford Issues. If you missed part of the show, be sure to check WGNSradio.com/listen. That's where you can go back and listen on demand. And you can also check out the section of the website where you can listen back to your favorite shows, even watch on Big G TV.